on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Champaign is such a, such a metropolis that, real estate rates are pretty huge here.
Pretty gigantic, so. You know, especially for a corporation like this that I've personally been at a cash register where that has made over $2,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, my one cash register out of six.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this should just be going right into my pocket. As tempting as it is. It's like, I'm going to get 0.0001, you know, I don't know. It's not a place to build a career, I guess is the message I'm trying to send out to you.
Yeah.
To the people that might be thinking, starting a career at the bottom rung of a Panera ladder.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's all right.
Fantastic people work there. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I guess you can't help but be offended because, I think the bagels make, $10 an hour each, don't they?
And that causes some tension.
Yeah.
Because all the workers there, we all feel like the bagels really would be nothing without us to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
But the bagels, of course, feel like we wouldn't need you here at all if we didn't exist. You know, there'd be no need for you.
Sure.
We're the stars of the show kind of thing. We get top billing. And so, you know, we're forming a union.
That's good.
And, we'll see what happens. We'll see when the lunch rush comes if the bagels can,
distribute themselves. Yeah.
We're thinking no, because mm-hmm. they're not alive. So.
Well, we'll see how that plays out. Should be exciting.
They'll probably get some scab workers to come in and serve bagels to people.
Yeah.
So you're not a part of a union now, are you?
Not as far as I know.
Are you getting hassled? Are you getting pressured? You getting roughed up?
Well, I'm only a part-time worker technically, okay. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if who the foreman on my dock is, if he's going to come around, you know.
Make pay fees.
Yeah, you know, I work on what's referred to as a dock, and I keep sniffing the air for the trade winds.
Yeah,
no doubt. They never come.
It's a shame.
It's very disappointing.
So your coworkers are they? A gruff lot, like you might expect?
They're gruff, but they're a good bunch of guys. They work as a team, you know?
Yeah, well, as long as they're a gruff lot.
Yeah. And I inexplicably become gruff as soon as I'm in there, uh-huh. you know? Like, I walk through the door, and all of a sudden, you know, I shaved right before I came, but I got stubble, you know?
You got stubble.
I don't know where that came from.
And it's 90 degrees out, and I was wearing shorts, so I'm wearing a trench coat.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pain. I'm wearing a nice pair of pants, you know, and all of a sudden I walk out of there, I'm wearing a, you know, ripped pair of jeans.
And big rubber boots.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I liked my old boots, but now I've got a big pair of rubber boots.
Mm.
I think bright yellow boots look very good on me.
So, kind of guys you might hang out with after work?
You can have a good time hanging out with these guys after work.
You personally?
The problem is that I work a shift that gets off at 9 a.m., you know? And these are the kind of guys you might take out for happy hour, you know, have some drinks with them. Mm. And if 9 a.m. is your happy hour, that's not a good
situation. That's a whole different issue that you should be addressing by yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Memorial Day coming up tomorrow.
It certainly is.
What does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day means a lot of things to me.
As far as I can tell, it's a holiday where we go out and honor our memorials.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because I've paid little mind to our memorials.
Yeah, I've been ignoring my vast collection of memorials all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And I always set aside every year Memorial Day in order to pay homage to them. Memorialize them, if you will. They're a little upset at first, but after a while, they just appreciate the attention, finally.
It's been an entire year, sure.
Yeah. Aren't you not supposed to wear white or something?
I heard something about that. I did hear that you're, you know, white, the wearing of white at some point, and then, like, Labor Day, after Labor Day, maybe you're not allowed. See, it would make more sense to me if you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day, because snow's going to be coming soon. You could get lost in the snow, and nobody's going to know where you are. And the summer is the time when you should be wearing white, because there's no risk of snow.
Yeah.
But apparently the memorials don't want us wearing white.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're a temperamental bunch.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to wear white, because I'm cooperative, you know, and I don't want the memorials to get angry, because, you know, they do something. You know, I don't go out, I don't commemorate anything personally, you know. So I'm going to respect our memorials.
I understand.
But it just does seem kind of an arbitrary decision to me.
You know, it's a shame Eric's not here.
Think so?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do the Alzheimer's PSA this week?
Nobody is going to do the Alzheimer's PSA this week. So, if you're sitting with rapt attention waiting for it to be read,
hoping this is the week again,
hoping that it'll come out of the box and it'll fill the room with uproarious comedy, I guess you might as well just click off the radio right now, because we're going to have to let you down easy.
Reason 2703 for the existence of a What Jails Like TV show is the expression that comes over Matt and I's face. We do have our own faces. Whenever he pulls out the Alzheimer's PSA.
That's true. Although I think it disturbs you much deeper down in your soul than I.
Because I'm... Well, yeah, because I'm struggling to remember if... Wait, when did he do this before? Did he even? I don't know. It's very tough.
Yeah, it's fundamentally irksome for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that, and I want the Leader Dogs for the Blind PSA to kind of flat, you know. That one's very meaningful to me.
But he's a funny guy.
Oh, sure.
And when he's sitting here, you know, a triangle is formed much like Voltron, uniting into the big robot. And it makes the 150 degree temperatures in the studio
that much
a little more bearable.
Yeah.
But let's not make it seem to our listening audience that we don't want milkshakes today.
Oh, no.
We don't want to make it sound like just because there's two of us, our desire and craving and...
Well, frankly, I think this is a better week than any to bring milkshakes.
To bring. Less money for you to spend.
Right, exactly. You don't have to go out of your way to get the vanilla milkshake that Eric likes. You know, you can you know, it's very easy to get lime freeze and a chocolate.
Right, and I am not picky at all, let me clarify. Mm-hmm. Any flavor of milkshake on that menu, I will drink it and love it. Yeah. So you don't even need to spend time worrying, what did he say, as long as you get a chocolate and something else. You know, we'll be happy.
Yeah, I am intensely picky, so there will be trouble. But you know, this is you. It's easier to earn our gratitude any other week, and it still applies. This is a full week, you know, more than any other.
Of course, Eric is not here to give them the foot rub.
Right.
The complimentary foot rub that he offers everybody that brings us milkshakes.
I'm told that part of the attraction of bringing milkshakes down to 113 North Market Street in Champaign, the WEFT studios, is the dry humping that Eric performs on the legs of anyone who walks through the door.
Yeah.
Granted, we can't have that done today.
Yeah. We can't feverishly dry hump your legs today.
No. We are going to throw a chair at whoever comes through, though, as kind of our thank you substitute.
It is thank you substitute, and it's important to remember that when filing for a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. That was done with absolutely the best intentions in mind.
No malicious intent.
So there's that thing that you can do, and we'd absolutely appreciate it. You don't you just set it down right outside the studio, and the mailbox is right outside
the
studio.
And open the door and give us a wave, and you know, we'll be so excited. Mm-hmm. We're on 13 North Market Street in downtown Champaign, or by.
If you're a snowman who's been in hiding in a freezer all since the winter, this is probably not the day to do it.
Not the day.
It's very hot in the studio.
It's very hot, and I don't know if you would exist... you know, passed after you had brought us the milkshake. So if it's your prerogative, if this is going to be a kamikaze kind of mission, and you want your last gasp of life and freedom to be supplying us with milkshakes, then
you're
by
tired.
All means.
Yeah, you're tired of the meaningless fiction of life in a freezer, you know, with that as your confinement. Then, yeah, go for broke and come on down to us. That seemed like a good idea.
Yeah.
And if you do melt, we'll mop you up and put you in a bucket and save you and reconstitute you into some sort of ice figurine when the winter comes.
We promise.
Yeah, you'll have a bunch of dirt mixed in with you because the floor is kind of dirty. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay.
You'll have a seat right next to Lawrence.
All right, let's move off to a song right about now. It's later than I thought.
Oh, yeah. We're cooking here.
Oh, well, you know. We are cooking with spice.
And so we got a song going now, which means... When you go to get a milkshake, you're not going to miss any comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're foraged out to get milkshakes and bring them to us, overlaps into when we do our next segment, we promise not to be funny at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
For you.
Yeah. If you want to call and give us a guarantee that you're going to go get the milkshake, we'll cease being funny.
We'll cease.
Start talking about politics.
Exactly. And I'll start ranting about Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, he likes sex. Did you hear that?
I heard...
he likes to eat, too.
Cigars?
Yeah.
Are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary, well, mm-hmm. that's a whole other story.
Yes. Well, and, you know, I mean, they're just all liars, politicians are.
They all are, and Hillary's the boss of the two of them.
Right, right. Which is, you know, that's the ironic reversal, because, you know, men are supposed to be the boss.
Men are supposed to be smarter and better.
Right, and that's why we take very much note of the fact that Hillary is the boss, because...
well, she's clearly not a man.
You're right. So there's that.
You got a whole segment to look forward to that if you just give us a guarantee that you'll bring us some chocolate milkshakes.
Absolutely. The phone number is 359-9338. That is the phone number. For those of you with a short attention span of, you know, less than 0.5 seconds, right. You could remember why I was giving you that sequence of numbers. Right. 359-9338. I'm going to move off to a song. Do we have any plan for what we're doing next?
Do we ever, man?
Yeah, no, I don't think we
and
do.
We don't have something planned for the next segment when we have three minds working for it.
No, we don't.
So
I was hoping addition by subtraction might move on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. 359-9338. You know, I heard the most fantastic rumor the other day.
What's that?
That it's obvious it's not true, but a friend, a mutual friend of ours, Susan, had heard a rumor that David Schwimmer is going to play Anakin Skywalker in the new Star Wars movie. I mean, they signed a guy to do it, so it was,
why is that unsubstantiated?
I don't know, because the world is not as right as it should
not
be.
Fair.
I mean, you know, Lucas has a ton of money. He could stand to make two different versions of the next Star Wars movie, one with
yeah, David or at least like a half hour long excerpt starring the Schwimm.
Yeah, just, you know, just like film the Schwimm's parts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like an action montage of swimming and tearing it up as Anakin.
Figuring out what to do with the lightsaber, you know.
I'm not asking you to spend any more than $500,000 on it, Lucas.
It's an entirely reasonable amount. All right, here's some Elliott Smith, 359-9338.